Hi out there to all my night owls. It's Xena, Real Queen of Horror, and welcome to After Midnight. This is going to be a new segment on realqueenofhorror.com. The purpose of After Midnight is to celebrate the horror genre. As you all know, the horror genre isn't always seen in the greatest light, but hopefully with After Midnight, we can change some people's mind if they see it in a negative light. Or if, of course, you're just a horror lover like myself, you'll just love the horror genre even more. We plan on showcasing horror films, horror video games, horror products, and of course, the people of horror. Rather, if you are a fan of horror, a horror blogger, filmmaker, actor, or even singer, we want to celebrate you. On tonight's first episode, we are chatting with Jimmy Dempster. We will be discussing his life as an actor, his upcoming projects, and of course, horror films. Jimmy, would you mind introducing yourself to everyone?
My name is Jimmy Dempster. I'm an actor from such projects as The Originals, Swamp Murders, and some independent horror films coming up this year and next year as well.
Okay. And of course, I have to ask you this. Have you always wanted to be an actor?
I think it's something that isn't it something I think almost everybody kind of wants to do or would love to do? It didn't really hit with me realistically until we moved to Florida.
Okay.
A couple of years back. And Florida was really booming at the time. And I got introduced to a friend of mine who was working on a set. He called me up, asked me if I wanted to be involved, and I said, yeah. And I just got the bug, man. I got hooked. I was like, hey, this is kind of realistic goal out here. A lot of schools, and there's a lot of training, and there's a lot of projects going on. So
that's awesome. So what was the name of that project?
It was a movie called Undead Apocalypse. It's on Netflix. It's on Amazon now, streaming live on Prime.
Okay.
You could get it too. I was an extra on that. It was a zombie extra. It was my first gig.
Awesome.
I met up with the brothers then, the Nunes brothers. And they took care of me there, and I just got the bug. I was hooked. I mean, of course, I love zombie and horror stuff. You know what I mean? Who doesn't now?
Right? Okay, so that actually leads me into the next question that I have for you. Because I know that you're a horror fan.
Okay.
So just off the top of your head, what's your top five favorite horror movies?
Ooh. Number one, of course, probably Exorcist.
Of course.
Exorcist is like the all-time king to me.
Yeah.
For its realism and documentary style, you were in that room with that little girl when she was being tortured for 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Crazy. The Evil Deads, of course.
Mm-hmm.
The Originals, all of them. I'd probably put them all on number two.
Okay.
And of course, just all the Romero films.
Absolutely. He's a king of zombies. Absolutely. So, I recently watched the trailer for the film One Night Affair, and it looks super duper awesome. So I just
thank you.
yeah. So I just wanted you just to tell us more about that.
One Night of Fear is a cool project. I mean, it's one of those, kind of like a nice throwback kind of to the 80s slasher films. I mean, it's not shot vintage-like or anything like that, but it definitely has that feel of the kids going out to the woods and having a good time. And,
yes.
You know, all of a sudden, here comes the bad guy. But there's a little bit of a twist in there. It's a little smarter than most films. I mean, it doesn't pretend to be anything else that it's not, but it's definitely, there's some cool new twists and ideas in there that I was real happy to be part of. That's the second or third time I've worked with Brian and Jonna at Quezon, who are really, really good out of Florida. They took really good care of me. And of course, I got to work with Jessica Cameron and Susie Moran.
Awesome.
Just awesome. They're really big in horror as well. So it's a fun little slasher film. I was the lead guy in that. I just had a good time running away from the big guy.
Yeah. So, and you guys filmed that, it was filmed in Ocala?
Yeah, they actually filmed that right in the Ocala National Forest.
That's awesome. I used to, last year, I lived in Leesburg, like Lake County.
You lived out there?
Oh, gosh, yes, I did, unfortunately. I'm sorry. And I lived out there. I'm originally from New York, but then I moved down here 2010, and I was living out there for 4 years. But then I moved to the Tampa Bay area last year. But see, there was never any cool stuff like that going on when I was out there.
Yeah, Tampa's pretty big. I audition a lot in Tampa, actually. There's a lot of stuff. It's predominantly commercial work now, but there's still some stuff kicking around Florida. It's,
yeah.
You gotta look. No secret, you gotta find it. But
absolutely.
Yeah.
So the other project of yours that I wanted to just touch base on is that action fantasy movie, the last one. Do you, because I you know, kind of looked it up a little, do you play an actual cannibal? And, like, what was your experience like with that one?
That was a great film. That teamed me up again with Lee Tonkham, a good buddy of mine. And I met him on set of a project that they called Punisher Outbreak,
mm-hmm.
which was a short band film that we just kind of did. We shot and edited over the course of a weekend.
Oh, awesome.
We shot that on location. We had everybody get together, a bunch of extras, good friends of ours. And we just went crazy. We shot this crazy 3-minute short. My daughter's in there with me, my oldest daughter. Yeah. Had a really good time with it. And from that led to, well, hey, why don't we do a feature? And he was talking about this project that he had called The Last One. And it sounded really, really rad. I really wanted, I was all in because I knew it was going to be good anyway. Because he's just a phenomenal filmmaker. Has a great eye and all that. I know I was in good hands with him.
Right.
So he presented me with this character of the cannibal, and I was all in. I was like, yeah, I can do that. So I grew my hair out longer, grew my beard out for almost a year. We had this thick beard in because we kept going back for reshoots and stuff like that.
Awesome.
Yeah, we spent on location in Tennessee, North Carolina, mm-hmm. All over the place. It was great, man. It was fun traveling. It was a vicious character. When that film gets released, people are gonna be ready for that.
I was actually going to ask you, do you know when? Because it sounds really awesome.
The only thing I can say as of now is it's definitely gonna hit early next year.
Okay.
So early 2016, be looking for that. That's actually it's gonna be playing overseas. That's not much of a secret now.
Okay.
It's being released first in so many theaters. I'm not sure how many theaters, but. It's released overseas there, and then it'll come over here most likely, you know, shortly sometime after it's run there, whether it's going to be a small screening or it'll be DVD Blu-ray.
Okay, that sounds great. I'm really looking forward to seeing that.
We still haven't seen it yet. We're holding out. It was a couple of years. I think we wrapped on that about 2 years ago.
Oh.
Actually, two years, December 22nd.
Okay.
So a couple of weeks ago, 2 years. Yeah.
Well, I know that it'll be worth the wait.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely.
Okay, and of course I have to ask you about your experience as a daywalker on The Originals, the show on CW. How was it like filming that?
That was cool. That was, again, my first big kind of set experience. I was just flipping through the submissions one day in the emails, and a thing come in and said, hey, we're looking for daywalkers on set of the... Actually, at first they were looking for nightwalkers.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, that sounds cool. I submitted, and my phone rang, and they said, hey, you got a good look. Would you mind coming out?
Awesome.
And I said, no, not yet. So I went out and I did the nightwalker gig, and then flash forward to a couple of months later, they called me back again for a featured spot. This time as a daywalker, and that's where I got my ring and stuff. I met some really cool people on set. Michael Koski from The Walking Dead met him. He's a really good friend of mine now. So it just kind of worked out. It was awesome. Just
that sounds amazing. Good. And, okay. I meant to ask you this a little bit earlier, but I have to go back to the horror. So why the horror genre for you? What attracts you to it?
I think if I could sum it up, it would most likely be I'm a child of the 80s. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. I think a lot of kids have that, you know. I mean, it was crazy. It's like horror films and hard action films were made for adults, but they seemed to be marketed for kids. Like we had Freddy Krueger dolls and RoboCop action figures and stuff like that. It was just everywhere.
Right.
That, never really went away. That kind of always started, you know, we used to run down to the video store, and there was no kind of like ban or anything really at the time. You'd walk in and, you know, we would just grab the craziest looking cover we could see. When, you know, that big early heyday boom of the videos.
Yes.
Like the video stuff, Paradise and all that stuff. Like all these crazy places were popping up out of the woodwork. And we would just get the craziest. I was introduced to everything. And that was my that was my graduation. That was my introduction to the horror genre. Was, ooh, this looks crazy. This is a guy with a chainsaw. You know what I mean?
Those are always the best ones.
Yeah, Evil Dead, you name it, just crazy movies. And that just stuck with me. It's just never really went away. I think it's one of those things like good music.
Definitely.
Good soul music. Well, anything. Once it gets in your system, it never leaves you. And all it did for me was just make me want to do those films one day. And now, luckily, I have a chance to kind of do that now. So it's really cool.
That is. So, like, what advice do you have for people out there who want to act as well?
Advice I think I would give would most likely be, you know, if you're going to get into it, do it because you love it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't do it for the money, because it's definitely not about the money.
Right.
Especially first, you know what I mean? I mean, I've probably been doing this for a little over 2 years, but pursuing it full time for maybe just about a year. And it's only within the last year or so that there's been some really good stuff that, you know, you can't do this on the weekends with your friends or anything like that. You really have to be committed.
Absolutely.
You have to do 24 hours. No different than anything else, I think, like working out or whatever. You know, it's something you have to, you can't put it on in the morning and take it off at night.
Just looking at, and you just telling me about all the films that you've been in, how do you keep a balance? Like, how do you stay level-headed?
It's not that hard. That's just always been that way anyway. I don't exactly come from, it's my background, my upbringing.
Right.
We're not, I haven't exactly been raised to look down on anyone or anything. So I just always kind of kept that to myself. I mean, I'm not a huge superstar or anything like that, but even if it were the case where it's just now I'm able to do more conventions and I meet people, they come up to the tables and I, you know, get my name out and stuff like that. And some people say, hey, I saw you on this project, or I saw this commercial, or I saw that show, and then they tell you about it, and that's when you're just like, man, how cool is that?
That sounds so cool.
And that's the type of stuff that I think maybe subconsciously kind of keeps you in check anyway, even if you wanted to go off. You know, when people come up and they tell you something like that, and I mean all kinds of people. I got pictures that they put recently. I was interviewed for the news here. Channel 13 News, they come down to this convention. We did just recently. And the Comic-Con, the Claremont Comic-Con, Claremont,
mm-hmm.
Florida. It was, they interviewed me, and they had a bunch of people over there, and they were talking about the different genre fans, and people come out, and I had all kinds of people. It was older ladies to little kids coming up taking pictures with me. Little kids, they you know, they like the horror stuff, and they like the Punisher thing, and then, you know, other people have seen Swamp Murders. I did the TV show, and they're like, oh, "You're so bad at that," you know. I mean, and to hear, there's nothing better than that. Yeah, I can't put a price tag on that, man. Reach somebody, you know, and it's only going to get bigger and better too.
Right, definitely. And just when you're not acting, what do you like to do?
When I have absolutely no time at all, I like to relax as much as I can. I mean, if I'm not playing guitar or drums or something like that, or looking for other projects, I spend a lot of time with my family.
Okay.
Family. If I've had the opportunity to bring them along with me.
Wow.
They've actually been on some sets with me. So when I'm really lucky, I have the opportunity to work with them as well. I've worked with my wife, my oldest daughter, my youngest kids, my Adriana, my youngest and oldest daughter. We've all worked together. That's really cool. I love that.
That sounds amazing. A horror kind of family. Like, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, they've done some stuff that I've done, and they, you know, how do the kids handle that? And they go, well, I mean, it's different than telling them something. I mean, they've been on set and they've seen all the makeup effects and they've come home with stuff on and they know how it all works out. You know what I mean? It's, you know, I don't tell them, oh, this is, if, you know, if they express interest, then I don't exactly tell them no. I enforce it. So that'd be cool. If you like it, go for it.
Absolutely. And just the final question that I have for you, what can we expect from you next?
Right now, there's a couple of things that I'm kind of, what do you say, like, you know, dotting the I's and crossing the T's on.
Okay.
There's a lot of stuff that's keeping me into the next year, possibly the year after that, if all goes well. So, but as far as things that are done now, like I said, the last one, it's hitting the festival circuit now, and then probably DVD or some kind after that. Last I heard, they were negotiating distribution on that, so
awesome.
That'll be really cool. Last one is going to be hitting now. I have another couple projects coming out called Torrent. That's going to be a feature film. That's a really crazy film. And another film called Messiah, which actually, speaking of family, my oldest daughter is in that one as well.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a family thing when it can be, you know, it's really cool. But I could probably relax now and take another year off if I wanted to, but wait, no way in hell that's going to happen. But with all these, I have so many things on the burner just ready to come out. I'll be really, really excited when they finally do.
I'm definitely looking forward to seeing more of you. I have to say though, like out of everything, I'm really, really looking forward to the last one. Like that, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while in the making. I mean, luckily, I mean, it could have been the easiest thing in the world, I guess, to kind of sit around and not do anything. Because like I said, that's going on about 2 years ago that we read. But there was no way. I got the bug. I was like, nah, I'm doing this now.
Yes. Nope, that's smart. You seem very passionate about it. Well, Jimmy, it was such an awesome pleasure talking to you tonight, just finding everything which you're up to. I did want to ask you about conventions. Are you going to any other conventions later on this month or early next month?
I've been hitting them pretty steady the last several months in a row. I was invited to one next month. I think it might have been in Daytona. But I had to turn that down because I got something that's come up family-wise. Yeah. Family's going to be in town.
Okay.
But and as soon as I do, I'll probably put them up on Twitter and Facebook. Which reminds me, now is probably a good time to say follow me on Twitter, Punisher8178. yeah, Jimmy Dempster, Punisher8178 on Twitter and on Facebook as well, Jimmy Dempster. Yeah,
after
I post all my stuff until I get a site up. A website should be coming up probably next year, too.
Awesome. Thank you all my Midnighters out there for listening to After Midnight. For more info on Jimmy Dempster, check out the links that I left below of his Twitter account, as well as his Facebook account. And, of course, for more horror in your life, go to realqueenofhorror.com. All right, have a good night.